I am interested by the history in general, but by the history of Russia and history of Russophobia especially. And in 2015, after the Crimea, the first Maidan events in Ukraine in February 2014, and the annexion of Crimea to Russia, I was surprised by the density or the depth of Russophobic stances of Russophobia in the Western countries, as in Europe, as well in United States. It was a surprise to observe that. And I asked the question, why such Russophobia? Because there are many wars. USA has decided to also create wars like in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in other countries, but there was no such Russophobic reaction or no such anti-American reaction. So why this Russophobia was so high? And I tried to understand. And when I started my research, I noticed that this Russophobic vision, let's say like that, was very deeply anchored, very deeply rooted inside the Western, let's say the Western mind.
We had a Roman Empire. It got split in two, and yeah. The two parts wanted to be the top power over a reunited Roman Empire. And so we had the East. To my viewers, East means present Turkey, Constantinople, Istanbul right now.
Yes, exactly.
The West with Rome, Ravenna, and Rome, and the West of
the
Europe.
German, the French, and the English. They were not existing at that time. There were people were living there, but the main state in the West was the German, based in the south of actual Germany. But exactly, you explained quite well the thing. So based on this divide, two competition between these two states, it started an ideological and civilizational war between the two capitals, Rome and Constantinople, Istanbul, let's say, until the collapse of Constantinopolis with the Ottoman conquest in the 15th century. As you know, Great Britain and Russia were together. They were allied against Napoleon. But after the victory, the Great Britain became very anti-Russia. It's funny to observe. And they used the fake testament to justify this opposition, saying, oh, but you know, the Tsar of Russia is too strong, is too powerful, and we need to check him, to control him, because he could put in danger our empire in India, in Egypt, in Mediterranean Sea, and so on. So he's our main competitor. We have to control it. And that's why the Great Britain, France, and Italy, they declared the war against Russia, the first Crimean War in 1853. They used this fake testament to just exactly like Napoleon 40 years earlier, they used the same fake ideological, you know, lie as a pretext to invade Crimea at the time.
So we can say that for a fake will, a fake testament, it has a long life.
Very long life, because as you know, it's not finished, the story, because even in 1945, after the Second World War, it was used, this fake testament, as a base to justify the Cold War by the United States. If you look at the text, I mentioned that in my book, but if we can see the long history of this fake testament to justify the fight against Russia during more than one century.